Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Kavod Shemayim. We are finishing Perek Aleph, and this is Shin with 31. The Chafetz Chaim continues to discuss how a person can me'abed, can lose ma'at ha'tayra she'yesh biyadai, the little tayra, as he calls it, that he has in his hand. He brings a very powerful Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Pekudei. And throughout the Sifrei Chafetz Chaim, he brings similar points to get the message across. This can be compared to a person who has to take medicine. The doctor tells him to take 3 pills a day for 10 days. And the person might think, after 3-4 days, I'm feeling better. I don't have to finish the medicine. But he looks at the bottle, and the bottle says, make sure you finish all the medicine. So too, the Chafetz Chaim is saying the same message, different angles, different approaches, again and again and again and again. As the Gemara tells us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, and he created the antidote, the tavlin, the antidote for the Yetzirah, and that is Limud HaTorah. When a person learns the Torah, that is the medicine against the poison of the Yetzirah. And here the Chafetz Chaim brings a Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us when a person learns words of Torah and says Tehillim and Davins, but if those words of Torah and Tefillah and Tehillim are surrounded with words of Tumah, of Lashon Hara, of forbidden speech, of Gaiva, of arrogance, what happens is that there's a shell of tumah, of impurity, of shmutz, that covers up the words of Torah. And the words of Torah never get to their place, never get to Shemayim, never get to Hashem, where they're supposed to go to. And he says it's similar to truma. You have truma, the food for the Kohen, but if a sheretz comes in contact with the truma, it becomes tamei. So too, the Torah itself, the tefillah, the tehillim, if it comes in contact with forbidden speech, it becomes tamei, and doesn't have the power to accomplish what it could have accomplished. And instead of limud haTorah, instead of tefillah going up to Shemayim, and asking Hashem to bring Mashiach and stopping this pandemic and all the other tzaras, it doesn't go anywhere because it's full of tumah. Mitzvah Shem will begin Perek Beis next time, that discusses Shomer Pivul Shoyna Shomer Tzoras Nafsha. One who guards his mouth and his tongue, he protects himself from tragedy.